It's 1972, an election year, and once again, black people are running for their lives. Reasons are things like the King Alfred Plan, the concentration camps that were used during the Second World War to house Oriental Americans are now being refurbished to confine their new residents, i.e. black people. Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. This is the King Alfred Plan. Ha! Brothers and sisters, there is a place for you in America. Places are being prepared and readied night and day, night and day. The white boy's plan is being readied night and day, night and day. Listen close to what raps say about traps like Allenwood, PA. Already legal in DC to preventively detain you and me. How long you think it's going to be before even our dreams ain't free? You think I exaggerate? Check out Allenwood, PA, night and day, the white boy scheming night and day. The Jews and Hitler come to mind, the thought of slavery far behind, but white paranoia's here to stay, the white boy scheming night and day. What you think about the King Alfred plan? You ain't heard? Where you been, man? If I may paraphrase, the government notice reads, should there at any time become a clear and present danger initiated by any radical element threatening the operations of the government of the United States of America, members of this radical element shall be transported to detention centers until such time as their threat has been eliminated. Code King Alfred. Bullshit, I bet you say. There ain't no Allenwood, PA, and people ain't waiting night and day, night and day, night and day. There will be, without the Motown sound and Thunderbird wallowing in the echoes of Malcolm's words, there must be black unity. There must be black unity, for in the end, unity will be thrust upon us and we upon it and each other. Locked in cages, pens, hemmed in, shoulder to shoulder, arms outstretched for just a crust of bread, watermelon mirages, an oasis that does not exist, conjured up by the bubbling stench, unwashed bodies and unsanitary quarters, concrete and barbed wire, babies screaming, stumbling around in a mental circle because you never cared enough to be black. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us, blanketed, stifled, a salty taste in your mouth from blood oozing from cracks in woolly heads, red pools becoming thicker than syrup, slow down your face, birds matted by the life force sprung loose from wells, well deep by the enforcers of mock justice of the red, white, and blue. In the end, unity will be thrust upon us. Let us unite because of love and not hate. Let us unite on our own and not because of barbed wire death. You dare not ignore the things I say. Whitey's waiting night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day. Thank you.